If that's the only reason, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh, who doesn't darshan that way, should say Yechai ben Vasachas too. Well, the Hachi cost of the Vasachas, he can Ptur Achrina, another Ptur of Vasachas. She'eni or Duai, they mean Minerat. You know, everyone's hitting him together, you don't know who struck the mortal blow. For the Chena Beauty ben Maaseh, and Nami Modi the Pturim. And this is what we found in the Shita Mugubetz above the Kam we saw already, named with Hamid Rabbeinu Peretz, and he quotes it as well. I read you this lashon. Ein yodua they mean nerek. That's bevasachas. Bezachas epturim. Shmur darshina nefesh kula nefesh mashma. But don't say rabbonim patla bevasachas because of kol nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda then would disagree. Mamish to his work, he's mechavan on his own to the words of the shita b'kubetz Rabbeinu Peretz in mesechta baba kama beferish. I, according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh, ain't you do I they mean Nerek? Why don't we just say, Nerek are they kulam? Kol echad b'chol du nefesh, l'chai b'kulam. Every single one, you know, killed a fraction of the person. So let them all be chayef. No. Yev shalamor al tzimtzumo shal davar. Im hargu kulam ki echad b'diyuk. Yev shashakodam echad mem ubo haya b'chdei l'hobis. So you can't really tell. Watch this now. Back to our Rambam from yesterday. Ulefizeh ilu hiku asar bnei adam b'makel echad shebevadai kulam ki echad b'diyuk hargu v'yadua shenergai de kulam mikol echad v'yechad b'mixas bonin de machlokas Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh rabbanim Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseh kulam chayovim de b'chol chad v'chad kavinim buk kol du nefesh ulerabbanim pturim to kulu nefesh beinan. Pesach the Rabbah. Miu, the Rabbona nami ikal tzepuke. The Shema afal gav the lo mechayvi amitzas nefesh. Mikol mekol b'makal echad shani. Maybe in fact you would be chayvi. That's the Rashi Shita. The Rashi Shita. So he's not sure. He goes into this discussion. Okay, so this is the beginning. Fine. Then the next paragraph, this is the first paragraph. Second paragraph, we're not going to read the entire, I'm skipping things as we go. There are a total of 15 from Gimel to Hay. This is strange. At least in this print, there's no doubt. Okay. But then he says, Rashi himself and Sanhedrin has a different interpretation. Heicha de kiku bevasachas. Look at Lina Nakulu. Why? Not because Eini Odea they mean Nerak, which is what Rashi said about Bekama. Well, I had a different interpretation completely. Why? Take a look, Rabbi Oshay, Rashi Mefurish. The narrow line 4. Muhecha di Kuba Vasachas, look at Lina Nai. Why? The Ish Ki Yakam Rachmana, Flo Shnaim Sheku. So what Rashi said is a Svara in Baba Kama. Here he says it's a Zeras HaKosov. Lefi Zeh, Afilu Hiku B'makal Echad, Shiyadua Miharago, Mikomakom Pturim, because Shnayim in him. And so it says, Tosas in Masechta, Baba Kama Daf Nun Gimel, that they put, so writes the Rambam. I told you, against the Rashba, I told you already. Fine. So the question, of course, becomes, there seems to be a steer in Rashi, what's the real reason? There seems to be a contradiction in Rashi from Masechta Baba Kama to Masechta Sanhedrin. It's a problem. Okay, so let's put that aside for a moment. Okay, this is the highlights in this Simon in Os and Dvar Avram, Chelek Aleph, Simon Chof, Os Gimel. Oh. Rashi here, in Masechta Sanhedrin, Quanta Yudib and Beseira, Vasachas Peturin, Mzeres Akos. Rashi over here says, Kol Duhu Nefesh. Right. Who said Kol Duhu Nefesh? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira called Unefesh. In explaining Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rashi says, is Exeris HaKosov to Patiyu when they two killed him at the same time. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. But according to the Rabbanon, who hold that the Achron is Potter, it's clear that Potter Bivasachas. Why not? Potter, if he's Pazachazep, Potter Bivasachas. Rashin Baba Kama says that according to the Rabbanon, the reason has to be Ein Yodea Al Yodei Mi, because it's going according to the Rabbanon. So that could be a possible answer to the Steer and Rashi. Rashi hears clearly, according to the Yudim of the Sefer, because Rashi is the Dibra Maschil, is called the Hunefesh. But it's clearly going according to the Yudim of the Sefer. That's obvious. And if you look at Baba Kama, not so clear. Daf Yudim at Beis, we all have Baba Kamas. Keturin. She'ein yodua ayadei min erak. You know, so look at the Gemara. Look at the Gemara. How many times does the word Keturin appear in this inyan? The Gemara says over here, Rabosai, he called Asar Abedei Avedes and Maklas, Ben Vivasachas, Ben Mechel Chazem, Kulan Peturin. Okay? So the word Peturin here goes according to the Rabbanon. So according to the Rabbanon, it's a Svara. And you do I, they mean Nerak. That Svara could work with Vivasachas, it could work with Zer Chazem. But according to the Yudim and Beseira, the Zer Chazem Yechayev, then you can't just say, Ain't your du'ai they mean the eret? That doesn't work. You have to give this. You have to exeris a kosev. It'll only be one and not two. So v'zeh chazeh, this is the last guy is chayev. If it's v'asachas, they're both pot. Oh. This is the mefarshim explained. According to Rabbanon, we can say like this. Misvar, you can say everyone killed everybody. Everyone killed the whole nefesh. But to say we're not sure. That's enough to pater. You don't need exeris akosov of one and not two. Because according to Rabbanon, you're not chayev on kiruv misa. That's only going to be the Rebbe Sefer. You're not chayev on kiruv misa. You have to kill the whole person. So he said, we don't know who killed the whole person, if anybody. According to the Rebbe Sefer, you're chayev even on kiruv misa. Right? So you really should say they were all chayev. They were all makar the misa. Oh, there's a pasuk of one and not two. So we pata all of them with Asachas. We pata all of them except for the last one in Zerachazeh. That's how the Mepharshim explains. It's very beautiful. The two Rashis are not contradictory. On the contrary, they're complementary. One according to the Yudim and Beseira, and one according to the opinion of the Rabbanon. Very, very nice. Oh. But there's another Dvar Avraham. I told you there's a Dvar Avraham there. This is in Simen Chaf, Oz Gimel. Now we're going to back to Simen He, Oz Gimel. As we started talking about the end of the shiur yesterday. Oh. We're talking about the idea of Chov Shinus HaRotzeach. Now Chov Shinus HaRotzeach, you know, is the last line on Ayin Chesem and Aleph. Im Yakum V'Salech B'Chutz Amad Beis Al Mish'anto V'Niko HaMake V'Chisal HaDatcha Shezeh Mahalech B'Shuk V'Zeh Nerag V'Zeh Shamdu L'Miso V'Hekel V'Ma Shehoyo U'Liacha M'Kach Hichbin U'Meis Shupot. That's the first opinion. You put him in jail and see what happens. If the fellow recovers, we'll let him out. If the fellow never dies, so then he's going to be killed. Okay? Oh, fine. Oh. So now, the Dvar Avraham is the following the Kuda. Listen carefully. Who rak hecha de tzrichin la omed, vika miyuta de chaye, aval hecha de vare lo chaye, en chob shenoso klal, el horgan miyad. If you remember, I showed you the footnote on the Yad Ramah, he had that sad, maybe if you make him into a trefer, you kill him immediately. That might be shot in the words of the Ramah, suggested the footnote. Aval begitin arminon, hemis, misha, so, etc., but I saw trefer, Shtei tshuvas badava. Kol for enem mishtalim alach hamisa. I showed you that Gemara yesterday in Mem Gimel. Is that in the Maamar Kamos? I think so. Rashi explains. Meila knas doesn't say misa. You can say we made him a treifa. Aval b'kofa shel ben chorin ksiv beivehem es isha isha. What does that mean? Misa eino ela ad shetetze nafsho. Aval treifa lo. K'mol in yintuma asher yomus na metame. A guy's walking around as a treifa. The doctor's going to die within 10 minutes. Whatever. He's not a treifa. He's not metame. I'm sorry, he's a treifa. He's not metame. Maybe a kohen shouldn't be in the room by a ghost because he'd maybe die any second. Okay, but it's not tum. There's no real din of tumma. Chaim wrote say after said make ish v'meis most yumos, eino ella ad sheyomos legamre should be totally dead. Ava kol zman shuchai, ava bishes sof alomos, eino nerag kivo bekofer sheina mishdalim ad hayishato. Oh, so why need the pasuk of a nikah make chov shenoso? Look at this beautiful love that's over here. Lo lehokil alavo shen hogan also miyad. No, not even a havamina. You're gonna kill him right away. The victim is still alive. El lahachmer alavo shiach b'shu dafka b'mishmar. He's a flight risk. You don't just say okay, you stay at the house arrest. You know, and you don't go. People have house arrest. They go into the basement and then they go out to a tunnel and they're gone. Gotta keep them in jail. These are the words of the Zvarvo. Ho dein hogan also miyad hu rak bahani dechayim hein el shesof and lovus ava behutaz rosho. We're coming out to the next sugya. Nebuch, he's been decapitated. V'nishbra mafrakto, and his whole spinal area broke. L'inyan tuma karinen be'asha yomus. It's mamash betamek. Yeah, he could be sitting down in his chair, standing up, I don't know, lying down, and maybe there's some signs of life. He's considered dead halachically. That's going to be part of the major Breda controversy, which we're going to start talking about today. This is one of the precedents that they quote to try to prove brain dead. Beroseach nami karinen bay maki ish v'meis v'chayavalov afal pi shadayin mirafreif be'evorov. He's still the... moving around. V'chein le'inyan lahasi es ishto miyad. His wife can remarry. He can watch his wife's second marriage. He's alive. I mean, he's considered halachically dead. And we'll see. I want you to see. I'm going to marry my. You know, sometimes there are many people who are sick, and they tell their spouse, "Listen, the doctor gives me only 2 weeks to live. I'm a realist. Please remarry. Don't be a shrine for me. Lo tov yosum levado." I want you to remarry. Okay, so he tells his wife that. All right, so she's looking around, and she, you know, she finds some guy, and now he's reached the level where he's luckily dead. So, hey, honey, come, you can watch my marriage to my second husband while you're. She says, he's luckily dead. Lahasi is ishto. I'm not giving such a case in real life. I'm just going to give you an example of how far this Rav Rav is willing to go. He can marry. She can marry somebody else while he's Barafarif Beivarov. L'chol davar here near the chashav kvar meis. So you bring an egla rufa. This has to be the whole thing's about egla rufa. This simon hay. Bring an egla rufa. But I found the sheet of mekubetis baba kamadaf membeis. Let's take a look if we can find it so you can see it inside. The gemara and gittin we saw already, right? We saw it yesterday, right? But the sheet of mekubetis this we didn't see. Sheet of mekubetis baba kama. Quotes Rabbi Lezer Migermaiza. I have to find them, please, Rabbi Osei. Let me find them. Eifahu. Oh. It's not the right one. More than one. Here we go.
Here we go.
Lech lemeimar mishum dechsiv vehemis sheva damdu lemisa ayri. Maybe if you the doctor says he's gonna die, it's already enough. Aber mehashor yisokel muchach shapir the kemisas balam vechulik achmisas hashor, as we know from the Gemara. Verotzeach eno nerak atche yomus hanitzach le gamri. Rabbi Lezer Migavash. Okay. Hine mevuah the mikra de vehemis dechsiv vay gabe kofer ein raya de binan misa de gamri dafka. No. The word vehemis is not enough of a proof. Because maybe Amdul Lemisa will suffice to satisfy the condition of vehemis. Wow. Im Kain Hochinami suggests, Mikra du maki ishra meis, the gabi rotzeach, lo mashmimidi. Maybe you could kill the murderer, even if the individual whom he murdered is not quite dead yet, but he's gonna die for sure. Again, that's a suggestion of the footnote on the Brahma. For how the guy be tuma yafinan me'asher yomos hachatetzei nafsho, who mishum the hasam al shayach lomar amdu. Avol hocha erechinami divemeis mashma hachatetzei nafsho, avol dayo shamdu hachatetzei nafsho. A chidish nifla of Rav Loza migamayza. Tzarech lomar, the mai de psikalu dvirotzeach lo dai ba'omen, vein horgan also hachay yomos hanitzach mamish, who mikra, catch us now, the v'nika hamake melamed shechov shenoso. Wow. Ironically, the chov shenoso, that's the kula, not the chumra. Before he says the justice of the pasuk, it's a chumra. That's exactly the kula. Im kein chazina, the v'kra, the v'nika koim, afilo aso trefa, afo pisha meis bevadai, as the Rambam writes. Well, if he's in there at the Kor of Lomar, Apaso trefa im bo acher vaharogo. Catch this now. Potu harishon kimo begoses. The lo karama. The Rama says if I make somebody into a trefa and somebody kills him, so the first guy is potu. No. Tosfos says the first guy is potu. By go says why? Shem the chazina and shekila of Torah shechov shenoso. Vein horgan miyad af agav the ruba maisi. What's pshat? Ha the chov shenoso yesh estapik. As I told you before, is it lahokel al erotzeach or lahachmer alav? Without the pasuk, where would we be? Would we say you kill him right away? Or no? No, they would never kill him right away anyway. Right? He's coming to be. Make ill, you shouldn't kill him, because maybe he's from the minority, it will live. But without the pasuk, they also wouldn't have killed him right away. The pasuk is telling them, as a chumra, to put him in jail. Oh, depends on what we just said. I'm giving you the summary of the Dvar Avraham again. Chelek Aleph, Siman Hey, Oz Gimel. The imi maki ishva meis yadina. The ain hogan also miyad. Ela shetetze nafsho shel nirtzach legamrei kumo gabi tumo haribo akosav lahachmir, put him in jail. Avalim ev shel deferush shei demaki shemeks biamdu, which is what the Rosh Migamaisa said. No hemis shem demdu lemisa iris, good enough. Im kein bo akosav the chavisha lahachil alam shlo yargu miyad at sheiz boroshin an nirtzach mimiyuta. So Tosfos says, right over here, Nafs Ayin Chesem and Aleph, as we saw the Tosfos yesterday, the Kevan Shikila of Torah, Sheino Nerag Miyad, El Shechov Shenoso, Im Kein Lo Samcha Torah Barotech Ala Omed, El Achiz Barer Shemes HaNirtzach Hayoda, Im Kein Im Boacher Vaharogo, Potter, Shereen Kan Birur, Shemes HaDeir Rishon, Havla Olam Kekod Namises HaNirtzach, Shein organo simiyad. Hichu begos his nami hochi ho. Ulefizeh, the michavisha gufa echvichu lo atosis. The mikavan de tzore chavisha lebirur. L'chein bo achev arogo. The ein kan biru, ein onerak. Im kein, hu adid aso treifo, hu bo achev arogo, nami lo yehori. Why? Kevin al korchuch kam hu michlal anech boshim kanal, v'av lik akorim shemets. So even though we know for a fact that he would have died, all treifas die, it doesn't matter. There's a gzeres akosuf of chovshim, and that's going to pat to the first guy. Not only in the case we made him into a ghost, he made him into a treifa too. Well, if he's there, bal korchuch tzerach lo, that tosus cholken bezer al harama. So there's a whole machlekas which is beautifully explained over here in the Dvar Avraham. Wow, quite amazing, incredible. We saw the Ramban yesterday. The possibility exists that even if, according to the Ramban, according to one opinion, that he threw him off the roof and he's about to die, and then someone else killed him on the way down, the first guy maybe would be chayav. Remember, Bosom Ekorazin, and we spoke about that a little bit yesterday. That possibility exists according to this particular opinion. So, writes the Dvar Avraham. Oh. Fine. I wanted to show you Rav Moshe, and I ran out of time yesterday. Let's see it inside, okay? This is Igros Moshe. It's going to be found in Choshen Mishpat, Chelik Beis. Okay, it's Chayesha, Trefa, Goses. This is Kfiya. All these we're going to talk about Mamash in the upcoming Shirim. It's all in the headlines of Rav Moshe. This Shuvah is a very important Shuvah. Who wants to go through this Shuvah? There are a few chuvas in a row, right over there, but all of which are very, very important. This is written in Tavshin Mem Beis. That's 1982, in the middle of Sfira. Moshe was older, but he was still writing very lucid, beautiful, lengthy chuvas at that point in his life. As we see later, but Moshe was nifter in Tavshin Mem Vov. Right? So last year, Moshe was ill. That's going to be very important as we go talk about some of the controversies that we have, what he wrote then or supposedly wrote then. It gets a little bit tacky, so let's keep that in mind. But this is still Tavshin Mem Beis. Rav Moshe was already not a youngster. How old is Rav Moshe at this point in time? He was, I believe, 87 years old, but he was 87 years young. He's actually a Zat Shuva. He goes, he didn't want to write his whole lifetime. Okay, fine. He says, Chulshas Briusi Bavaroseinu Rabbi. Hashem Yisborach Yizchazkeini V'yamtzeini B'chazodav Amaruvim Gamitan Lidea Bina V'haskel L'hoshiv Divrei Emes Torah Zalot. Rav Moshe, not the God of Ador, but the Od of Ador. Okay? Mamash like Moshe Rabbeinu in that p'china. Rav Moshe is godless as Ananivis. Meiridik Mamash. Okay, but we're not going to be the whole Shuvah right now. We will get to this Shuvah. It's a very, very important Shuvah. I'm just trying to show you one little point right now in this classic and critical Shuvah. Let's read this. This whole thing is very important. Oz Dalet. V'chilu godol yesh men treifa legosis. Our sugya. If Moshe is discussing our sugya. Ki treifa hu sheyesh lo chisorin ve'ivorim ha'pnimiyin. Ko sheyesh berei avalev ibnei me'ayim nekev mamash. V'ak shalek ha nekev aval akruvim shalehem hem lukuyim v'shchufim. Ben sheikim mugla ben duleka mugla. Not going through all the biology right now. V'ike ivorim shlo nitraf eladavka b'chosr v'yeser. Some are only contrived if there's either missing or the extra. That was the, remember we saw yesterday about the yeser. I told you the menchas chinuch. That's what it is. Yeser, right?
Not the finger.
Right. V'yesh davka b'lekusa. Look at your day betrayed for the behema. Ulerov v'yvarim gam ba'adam okay. Ach ikachiluk b'yetzem magul golus. Uliach v'shedra. The skull, the spine. Look at tosim chul men beitz. Perhaps we'll get that tosim. I think we made reference to that yesterday. That tosim. Did we see it inside? We have time to see it? I don't remember anymore. Aber be'etzem ikachila godol adina ben treifas de behema le'isur achila. the mashal gave it to Efes Beodam to the Hargol of Kedavar. Dare Kolon Yonim Machlis Urufuason Enon Dvorim Kvuim Bechol Yamos Ola. The Harbe Dvorim Tivim is Chalful. You heard the expression of Shtana Hateva. Nature changes. There's modern medicine, medical miracles, which didn't happen before. Kumafurish Tosma Kod Nakidal. We know that for a fact. Modern medicine, compared medicine today, people are dying of heart attacks by the hundreds of thousands. Now they have statins, they have stents. There's so many miracles now of modern medicine, which people die of heart attacks all the time. Younger, now they can save their lives, live decades longer. I'm not talking about from the 1,000 years ago. I'm talking about from a generation ago. Mamish. It's a beautiful thing. People who never, whose fathers died young and grandfathers died young, all from the same problems with heart, they live for a long time because they have the modern medicine. It's myridic, mamish. The things change. Oh, watch. Shem came, but trefas, Shemona Beresh Pergel, trefas, Aklal, Kol Shein Kamo Achaya. Trefa, E. M. Shalafarish. Shehu kifi calls man as man. No! Todine trefes lachilem kvuim liola. Hello! Shehoya klal as man atanoim chachmea Mishnah. Ulegam amoroim chachmea Gemara. Umasha nichlal oz beklal ze. Hu nest liolam. Me halacha lemosha mi Sinai. Halacha is frozen. We'll see later, Chazanish. He suggests why it's frozen. It's frozen. Whatever was fatal then is considered to be trefa now. Even though now there's veterinarians of miracle cures, it doesn't matter. No! Elimishum Shemitzara Klal the Chol Shein Kamoa Chaya Trefa Lohoyo Nesoros Kola Trefa Shinishno the Ragosim Ashonim Harab Mishlohoyo Behemis Cholos Lichios for Yuksheris Shalo Nemo Bishaksheris Ukshinishtano Atvim Sheez and Dvorim Shalo Yoyu Cholos Zman Mishna Gomorrah Nishtana Shikolos Lichios Viez and Dvorim. This is Fakert, I don't know, we have this case. Shikol Lichios Bezenishtana Shein Cholos Lichios Bezen Hoyo Mitzaze Klal Zela Hepech. Interesting, why should things suddenly change? It's not Matan Torah. Well, you know we're different than Matan Torah. Why are you and I different from Mishnah Gemara? Obviously, they knew how to learn much better than us. But in fundamental construct, why should it be different? You see, so Ramosha doesn't really say why. The Mufurish Zeba Rambam is on Yamar Makomas. Who finished Yamar Makomas? I heard there's some clamor for some more tomorrow. Okay. Please edit tomorrow, there'll be some more Yamar Makomas. I'll ask that, provide. Okay, please edit. Shakosa. V'ein lehosif al trefos elu klal. Mamish, Rambam's clear. Dr. Rambam, you don't follow modern medicine, we follow what it says in the Mishnah. Shaloshin zeh mashma. Sha'af she'emes bizmanahu, fi she'yadua bedachei refuah. Lo nishtana edin. The bishul zeh bo'alocha shal toli b'mash yomar ha'chamim shebezu tiyachayim v'lo tiyachayim. The doctors don't know. No. The Kosav, if you don't know the Mederach Rafua Shein Sof Alichios. For the Kosav, if you don't know the Omen Shein Sof Alichios. So he writes, Ava Pisha, Yeroa Bedachi Rafua Shein Biodeva Shein Mitzos Nenem Bimisin, Efshet Tich Yiben, Tu Lashen Vada Yuboro Shekenu. Umi Komakom, Lo Nishtana Hadin. Tu Mitzada Halocha Shein Bishul Zenem Bissinai, Lashmiyenu Shav Yishtanu Linyin Achiyus, Lo Yishtana Dinam. Rambam writes,
both ways.
He writes, Shekol Shir the Behemo Lachai Loof Chutz Meila Shemona Chachmi Adoros Rishon of Eskimu Olehim Bebotei Dini Yisrael Efshet Tetichya. Shemash Medavka Machma She Efshet Tetichya Mishum Shebetzim Yesh Refua Viyodos Chachmi Doros Rishon Hanishka Vidoros Achron. So if you mash Gasafti, Lo Yitzorach Lazeh. Shav Shebedoros Elu Ho Emeshein Le Refua. משום שנשתנו הטבעיים, נעמי כיוון שבזמן הסינס התור, זמן אחר כך ימישת הגמור, הוא יאפשר שהתיכיה היא קשירו, אז זה לא הכי יגיד לנו, ואילו שומר שאין טריפו, אף על פי שדק הרפואה שבידינו, אין הם מיסים, אפשר שתיכיה של הדין הטריפו, שהוא אף פשוט דובר ודאי שתיכיה כפי דרך הרפואה שבידינו, שמקום לא נשתנו הדין, הוא כמר כן, הוא גם בהלוך ירבייז, אילו הקשר את הדינה בגמור, אף שבורו יש בעלי שזמנו, היא אף שתיכיה, מחלה שנשתנה הטבעיים, כשירוס. So Rambam's lashon is difficult. אולי מאחר שבזה אין צורך לזה, שנשתנה הטבעיים. שאפילו שגם בזמננו יכולוס לחיוס, אף שלא ידעו לנו לרפואה, אבל יוסף טוב לגרוס, הוא אף שתיכיה. וכל כך מהדורס הראשון, וכל בנדין לישראל הראשונים, שלמונו הוא אף שתיכיה, היא כשיר לדינה. או בזמננו, אך שתנה הטבעיים. Fine. And of course, the Mishnah quotes.
So he would say mad cows means it's not a treifa.
I don't know what he's saying. Pashas is saying if he could live his man a Mishnah, we cannot call it a treifa. Hold on, I'm not finished yet. I'm not going to read you this entire sugya, Rabbi Osei. It's a little complicated. I'm skipping a little just for the sake of time. Look what he starts talking about. He says, like this. He's talking here about behemoths. Going through all the medical stuff. I'm not going through this right now. Again, I have a lot to learn from this, but we just don't have the time. Oh. I'll call upon him. Okay, I'm skipping to the next paragraph. Das Rambam, Venir Shekenu Emes, Shav Shemes Shedaki Refua, Biodena Mishum, Shtanu Ativian. ישמעל שכשר שיהם שלם נחיוס ומטרף ושנוון החום ושכל נחיוס גם בלא רפואה ישחיוס ורדי רפואה מקום לא נשתן את דינם כלל או המשתה או ירק זה הזמן לא קושל או שום קושס פיין, no, they're no קושס no קושס, no קושס nonetheless but נשתן הדין לנחיו ורוצחו for a murderer שזה תולי במציאוס שלפי המציאוס של גדקי רפואה בזמננו יאמרו שיהיה נרצח בחשיבוס כושר שיוכל לחיוס במחלוסו כל יומיו חייב מיסו פי מדקי רפואה יאמרו אמרו משלא יוכל לחיוס במחלוסו הוא בדטריפה שרפות מיסס בזדן. When it comes to a human being, we follow modern medicine, opposite of an animal. Yeah,
but it's also
okay. Oh yeah, we're not saying it. Chas v'shalom, not saying it's mutter. So, but a guy won't be killed.
So how do you do it?
Chas v'shalom, you can't do it. But you did it already. Okay. But you don't kill him. Beforesh Baramba. Ha'horig has that tray for potter midinei adam. V'chol adam b'ches, we saw this yesterday. V'chol adam b'ches kas sholem, v'ahorig nereg at shivada b'vadesh is a tray for. V'yomu arof m'shemaka zuen otala, v'adam uvo yomus. Keep the memory, we saw this yesterday, this lotion. Shezeh tray for v'h. Is this two different than him, or it's one din? I want to read it. It's one din. That's Rav Moshe reads. That he is a trefa. How is he always a trefa? Because the doctors say there's no cure. For the kosa she trefa who kshiyesh lo maka bereya v'leiv of neimei ayin v'chadome kid kidim nimnu betrefa to behema etc. So the Rambam in Harigas rotech bebezdin tolu lefiya metzias b'chol dar v'dar. Vision is half what Tivios. The Lachen or Shayach Loma is that in Kavua. The Avshe Kavua Kaponim lays a Meshach Zman of Chalodim Shoven Lized, the Lachen Diak because of Yomar Arofim, Shemakazu Ain Lo Talab Odom of Oyomus. For the cost of Yomar Arofim, Shemakazu Ain Lo Talab Odom Ze. Shudalin is Hashem Trefa, Shoven Kolodom Vodom, Kfishu Baolam is Zman Shinera. אבל החילוק הוא רק לעניין אחי ומיסה בסנהדרין שבו נושאינו רב מהן לנו חי ובדין הנפושת עד שיהיה במלך המשיח ובאס המקדוש כי תולד בי ובאס המקדוש כי יש בסנהדרין גדול בשביל הגוזס etc. 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 But why does man הזה? להסרחק ממנו ולקונסו באיזה דברים. He's a bum. We don't have capital punishment. He killed someone who was who could live forever. You know, he had a quote Simon Trefa, the guy's Mamasha Rasha. Look how far he goes. Lo le kovro etzel stam inchi shem ksherim, if we're allowed mitzad Medina. Wow. So Rav Moshe is saying, a ghost says Adam Shema is chisar be'varav v'rov mitzad zalichas below kitzva. Tichbar olav v'yomus mizeh tzrichin lizor b'liga she'en lam shim refu avuro. You can't touch him. You can't even touch a ghost. If you even touch him, you can push him over. Uvetrefa calls man shuchai lekot in zeh the rasho liga bo v'gam litin lo dava kovei im evshel lefonav v'yav she'evshel lefonav dichos man rav kisholei mikomako az man shuchai hu kecholodam. If you can revive him, of course you have to do it. Pikuach nefesh. No.
The guy already passed on.
No. You can revive him. The people who have CPR with shock treatments will live 20 more years.
Of course. So he's not a ghost. But he was a ghost.
No, he was not. A ghost is someone who, generally speaking, will die within 3 days. We'll get to that later on. And almost all, the vast majority die. The case we're describing is where he may live 1-3 days and he may live for 20 more years. We'll have to discuss the details as we go. You're asking an excellent question. We have to see precisely how to deal with this.
My cousin had a real life, I mean, it just happened. On Thursday, he had a brain tumor, they operated. He had a stroke right after. And on Thursday, he passed away 9 times, they revived him. On Friday, he actually passed away, they couldn't revive him. All those 9 times, you could have argued the dice.
They told me a cat has 9 lives, or your cousin had mamish 9 lives. Okay, we'll have to discuss how far they revived him. You know, was he really alive in the interim, or was it just artificial? When is it your time? Is it Thursday or Friday? In some of these situations, they talk about that. When's it your time? They try to assess a simple case. It's 5 minutes for Shkia, and it's cardiac arrest. You know what cardiac arrest is? Heart stops working. And they pump him, and there's a half an hour protocol. I know it's from my own experience. Half an hour, they'll pump him and do everything they can do to revive him. After half an hour, they give up. It's endless. Good. So the minute before the Shkia had cardiac arrest, they tried a half an hour to revive him, try a little bit more, and they gave up. What is his yard site? The earlier day or the later day?
What is it?
The yard site. He wants them to fast. Once they went to get an aliyah, went to say Kaddish. What would you say?
Did they revive him in the end? Or did they
No, they tried. It was still, the heart was still pumping. But they did. At the end, they failed. Wow. Most poskim say, catch this now, the yahrzeit is the earlier day. Igloi milsal and afreya, it was irreversible. They didn't know that at the time. Had they known, they wouldn't have cracked your ribs when you do these stuff. You don't crack someone's ribs for nothing. They were hoping to get a pulse back. And independent, Nebuch, they failed. This, Rav Moshe, is against the Minchas Chinuch we saw yesterday. The Minchas Chinuch said that you're not a treifa unless you have one of the 18 treifas. Rav Moshe said, clear, not that way. It all depends on the doctors of his manazeh. That's a fundamental dispute. This is a very fundamental dispute. We'll get to that a little bit later. For kids and Nimritz, this is very, 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 very tricky. Very tricky. Oh. We had mentioned, Rabosai, the idea of Chulin Daf Mem Beis. Okay? So, we saw it quoted before, Rav Moshe. I want to read to you from Rabbi Kiva Eger. I believe it's Amud Beis, I'm not sure. This is a Tosis we saw yesterday, where Rabbi Kivega tells you, look at Tzvachim Tosis, where Tosis says when it comes to a human being, he has mazel. Let's try one more time. I may be in the wrong place. We saw what the Minchas Chinuch discusses. Yaseres is ein achayud beis chodesh against the Rashba. This we saw in Minchas Chinuch yesterday. Yes, it cannot do. Do you live 12 months or don't you live 12 months? Oh. So he quotes Iran. My paruch ulama le betray for chaya minolid. Dilma misaf kle. Melu roi la hachmer. Dilma chaya. Vehechit yka suffik treifas. Vechoyse ein raya lach shiro. What does that mean? After treifa, chaya v'gamken l'kula. When l'kula? Now, horig is that treifa. After shita's toys sanedrin anal. V'kom gom nirli l'hokal. If you're all treifa, chaya. Hold on. How'd the Gemara know? If you're all treifa, chaya. The kids and immigrants, the question is by Kivega like this. The Gemara asks over there that if Trefa can live 12 months, you can't learn an Isser from Zos HaChaya, Mishachaya. According to Tosis, Rabbi Osai, let's just say, what do you mean? Hahorgo Pata. Look at Tosis and Sanhedrin. Read the Tosis one more time. Tosis over here, Ahorik has a treifa potter. I feel the man dama treifa chaya. the sulfur shiyamas bechavolazu after 12 months. So therefore, why can't we derive from zol sachaya that a treif is treif, what we call, is non kosher, even if he'll die after 12 months? After 12 months, we saw the minchas chinuch yesterday. Yes, the kash against Rabbeinu Tam and Zvachim Daf Kuf Tezayin. That a treif of Adam, everyone agrees is chai because he has mazel. Why, if you kill him, are you potter? You have to say sofa lamas even after 12 months. But pashas can answer Rabbi Vegas kasha. Obviously, you have to say that a person is different than a behemoth. A person is different than a behemoth. That's what we said. Behemoth is halachal Moshe Mitzrayim, as we saw. We saw it in Rabbi Moshe. And we mentioned that the Rashba holds that the Yaseris can live, but nonetheless, he can't eat it. Because there's a Xeris halachal Moshe Mitzrayim of Yeser kinatul. And there's also a Rabbi Chaim Oizer about this. I want to share the Tshuva's Achiezer. Okay, one more Tshuva. We saw Kigvas Moshe today. Let's see the Achiezer. Let's see if we can find the Achiezer for a second. Achiezer. Yoredeya. Simen Yud Beis. Place. The wrong Maramakam. Somewhere Reb Chaim Oizer talks about this Nakuda as well. Can't find it right now. Maybe we'll see it again at some other time. Narabosai. We had mentioned yesterday a Rambam, the end of the Shir, in Hilchos Macholas Asuris. There's a Gemara. Let's go back to that. This is the last thing we saw yesterday. We'll go back to it and try to analyze a little bit more carefully, okay? The Rambam is in Perek Dalet. I'm pretty sure it's on Yomar Makom, if I'm not mistaken, correct? I think so. Perek Dalet. Halacha Yud Aleph. This was called Mesukenis. Let's look at the Kesef Mishnah if there is one. Is there? Nope. That's not good. Back to the Rambam. Who is there? Is there a man? I want to show you. Mishnah Bach Shochet Aflam Zayin. It's a Mishnah and a Shochet. You look there in the Sugi in a Shochet and Aflam Zayin. There the distinction is made. Trefa Michsera Vesukenes. Lo mixera. It's a question whether it's missing a limb or not missing a limb. If you look on the Rambam, he didn't quite say that. What did he say? He said a makkah is enough. You don't have to be missing anything. So some of the Achronim say that the Gemara goes according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. According to him, it's totally bechituch simonim. It's our Gemara. Chituch right over here. Right, see, look at the Gemara. Trefa mechtuchi simonim. So there has to be actually something missing. Oh, the Rama pass like the Rabbanon, as long as it's avid b'maisa ha-memis, even though it's not missing anything, it's still going to be considered to be a trefa. Wow, it's a very big chiddush. This is talking about, we're talking over here when it comes to even behemis. Kabachom when it comes to people. Oh. Fine. now I want to discuss in my entree to the next sugya, then of Shnaim Shasu. Many poskim say that Shnaim Shasu is a din d'oraisa with a ptur chatos. The same thing may apply when it comes to murder. Shnaim Sheiku, you're not chayev, you don't kill the guy, per presume is nisa d'oraisa of lo tirtzach. I think I told you about the machlokes which existed between Rav Shechta and Rav Eliezer Shapiro. Did I tell you that story? I thought I told you a story, no? When he came, Rav Eliezer Shapiro came to be head of the Yod after Alfred was Nifter, and he had a fight in Rav Lam's office about whether two people pulled the plug, whether it's a Daraisa or not. So they were fighting, it seems to be about Shnaim Shesu in general. There it's a machlekes. The Makor Chaim says it's a Din Daraisa, only a Ptur Korban. I don't know if I can find this Makor Chaim for you. It's in the Kutum in the back. On the Mogan Avram, Simon Reish Samach Vav, Sivkot and Zion, to have a Machamer. Interesting place to find it. But I saw in Aruch HaShabbos, he quotes, a Chayadam talks about this. Chayadam is a very accessible sefer. We should certainly be able to have that. Let's see if we can find it. No, not here. I guess it's in a different category.
It's in the Sifrei Halacha.
Yeah,
it's the first one. Sifrei Halacha.
Sifrei Halacha. Okay.
First.
Chayal, very good. Chayadam, I believe it's in Lichel Shabbos, but I'm not sure. Let's try. Eino chayav at shiasich al hamelacha levada metchila atzof. Did part of it? Both part. Okay. Elisha also lazos came with Rabbonim. Kenu also melach achas. At one time, they both held out to the pen, right? Getting the pressure from this chayodah. It's the Rabbanon. Not like the Makor Chaim. Is Makor Chaim on where would I find the Makor Chaim? So I'm trying. It's the Nesivus. So it's, would it be on Farshim on Shulchan Aruch? Maybe. Maybe. Let's see. Makor Chaim? Well, here it is. The problem is, it's none of these. This is the Makor Chaim and Luchos Pesach. But in the back, I don't know, maybe it'll have it in the back. Let's try Kedushin first. It's only Luchos Pesach. I don't know what to do with it. That's not the phrase, it's not here. Hilz is the Shabbat Dorais. Okay. With this background, Rabosai, we're ready to start part two of today's shiur, which talks about the issue of brain death. Now, this is one of the major controversies that erupted in the halachic world a generation ago. But I mean, mamish, when I say major, I mean major. It's not a small thing. I mentioned to you that the chief rabbinate, Paskin, that brain death is dead, and Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, Tov Shin, Mem Zion. That's 1986. Right then and there, the whole issue erupted with Rav Shapiro, Rav Shechta, Shalita. And the question, of course, becomes, how do you define life? It's a pretty important question. How do you define life? So, on the Ma'am HaKomas, I guess you see Gemara Masechta Yuma. Let's take a look at that right now.
Brain dead is what?
What does brain dead mean? I'll explain to you what brain dead means. Brain dead means a person stops breathing. And they put him on life support. Which of course didn't exist in the old days. So now he's breathing artificially. Can't breathe on his own. They can now determine, which they couldn't in the old days, that he will never be able to breathe on his own, because his brain stem has been completely destroyed. The brain stem is the bottom part of the brain, controls the breathing. And if the brain stem is destroyed, not only can he not breathe now on his own, but at least until very recently, there's been nobody who was ever diagnosed as brain dead properly who ever came back to breathe on his own. And that is a whole tumult. Are you following the medical events, these kinds of things? I'll show you a meeting with Hashem as we go along. There's now a claim being made, I can't support it factually, that someone who was properly diagnosed with brain dead now can breathe on her own. I don't know if it's true, but that's the claim that's being made. This is the first time I think it's ever been made such a claim in all the years since brain dead was established just about 50 years ago. So that's a long time. Anyway, so here you have an individual who cannot breathe on his own, never will be able to breathe on his own. It's irreversible. Assume that for the moment. However, because of the ventilator he's put on, his heart continues pumping. The heart continues pumping. So the person is still, you know, just, you go into the hospital. Has anybody ever seen a brain dead person? I have. Looks like a person who's sick, you know, just doesn't move, no motion whatsoever.
But you never know. My dad was a member.
Yeah.
When they removed the ventilator in order to clean it.
Right, suction is suction.
So they not to put it back.
Okay.
So it was very hard, actually, very interesting, because they wanted to only remove it,
right,
as opposed to not put it back. And I thought, no, you got to suck in the door. In any event, he breathed on his own.
Right.
And he passed away a few days later.
Right.
So you never know.
He wasn't brain dead.
Well,
he was not brain dead.
No.
He was not brain dead. If he was brain dead on his own a few days, it's impossible he was brain dead.
Well, then he wasn't.
He wasn't. Oh, okay. So, couldn't have been. Pshuto, couldn't have been. Let me go on. Having seen a brain dead patient, it's bitter. They can live for quite a while. We'll discuss later the details of how that's evolved.
It's how much of the brain is dead.
I'm talking the brain is dead, the brain stem is not working, and it's completely destroyed. And until for 50 years, until maybe just now, there's a claim that someone has been coming back, which is very questionable. It's been assumed it's irreversible. Once the brain dead stem is destroyed, the man will never be able to breathe on his own, ever.
It's limited by our instruments to tell whether there's brain activity.
I'm not discussing brain activity. I'm discussing that the brain stem is dead.
Okay.
Now, it could be 100 brain activities, but the brain stem is dead. It cannot and will never able to be working on its own to control the breathing. Let's assume that as a fact for the moment. Meanwhile, because they put it in a ventilator, the heart is pumping. Is he alive or is he dead? That's the shot.
Is the heart pumping or is the ventilator?
No, the heart is pumping. The heart is pumping. The heart pumps like any other heart pumps, except it's obvious. If not for the ventilator, he'd stop breathing. And he stopped breathing, the heart's going to stop pumping. It's all one big system. The heart lung system is all connected. So how do you define death? It all starts with the Gemara in the Masechta Yuma. Watch this. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Ad heichanu bodek. What's the case? Mishanafel of Apolis. He was crushed under some rubble on Shabbos. He looked to see if he's alive. Bimachal Shabbos to save his life. And if he's not, there's no point in Bimachal Shabbos anymore. First day, ad chotmo. So his notes. V'yeshomer ad liba. So his heart. Bodaku motze al yonim meisim al yom akfa meisim tachton. Masa hayesh botze al yonim meisim tachton imchay. Fine. Neimo hani tanoi ki hani tanoi de tanyo. Me heichon avlad notze me rosho. Abba shalomo mi tiburo. Wait a second. Tiburo? We just had Libo before. So one Girsa changes the Girsa from Libo to Tiburo earlier. We have the Girsa Tiburo, before it said Libo. So the simplest interpretation is, goes together. What's the Tibur? The Tibur is the navel. the navel and the heart are down here, the nose is up here. So the navel is another way to measure some kind of a heartbeat. Sometimes you can detect it further down because it's less, you can get closer to the place where it pumps over there, where it beats over there. That's what I'm going to assume for the moment, that tibur and nibur are fundamentally identical. Not in anatomy, but in terms of what you're checking for. Are you checking for a pulse, or are you checking for a breath? That's a big shaila. So the Gemara says like this, afilu tem abashol, ad kan lo kom abashol, hosam ele yitzira, dechom midi de mitzi yisei mitzah, everything's created from the middle. Sounds like some maral speak, everything starts from the middle. Al yipiku wach nefesh, afilu abashol, modu de ikah chiyusa ba'apehu, dechsiv, kolash en nishmas ruach chayim bi'apov. So far, you look at this Gemara, so far you get a clear indication. Okay, that could be very nice. But so far the Gemara is telling us, part by Pshuto, that the definition of alive is someone who's breathing. Because if you check for the breath, and there's no breath, he's dead. And you go to Pasuk to prove it. Omer Av Papa, almost finished with the sugya. Machlokas mi mata lamala. The machlokas, if you're checking from his feet up, when you get to the heart or the belly button, the navel, can you stop there? Or must you check for the nose as well? That's the machlokas. Ava mimala lamata, cave in the bodak leat chot moshu ben tzorech tichsiv, kolash nizru achayim biyapo, if there's no breath in the nose, and you put a feather there, nothing happens, no need to check for the heart. But a simple read of the Gemara, the truth has to be told, the simple read is that the definition of life is breathing, and the heart is not relevant. So it appears. So once you check for the nose, no need to check for the heart. Obviously the nose is what's critical. Nose is, of course, the breath. That's the Gemara Kipshuta. But of course, we never learn Gemara without Rashi. You're not allowed to. Gemara with Rashi. We have two fingers, right? One for the Gemara, one for Rashi. When you're on the screen, you have a split screen, you have a problem. I don't have the Caleb to make split screens with the high technology. Maybe one day he'll teach me to make split screens. For the moment, we have only one screen. Let's take a look and see what Rashi says. Watch this. Ad heichan u bodek im doma lemeis she'eino meizes evarov. Woo! Rashi throws in a whole new criterion. One of that's criterion. He doesn't move. He's motionless. Where did that criterion come from? Rashi adds something important. Get impression from Rashi, if something moves, he's alive. I repeat, Rashi implies if something moves, he's alive. Nothing's moving. Maybe he's still called alive. Yeah. And stop digging on Shabbos. Watch this. The Mar Omar Belibo Yesh Lahavchin im Yesh Bo Chius Shenish Mosho Dofekes Shom. Wolves and things are turning around. Sounds like according to that man, the Omar, what? The definition of life is in the heartbeat. Umar Omar ad chotmo, not because he disagrees, but rather why? The zimnen den chios niko beliba beliko bechotmo. Rashi says it's flip. That not that the breath is what counts. No one knows the breath counts. It's the heart that counts. According to the first man, the Omar, so you check from the feet up. You hit the heart, you feel no pulse, he's dead. According to the second Madama, no. You have to go over to the nose. Why? Not because the nose is the final determinant in principle. but because the nose is an indicator that there's no heartbeat. Rashi's teaching us that the pulse can sometimes not be discerned. We all know this to be true. We all know this to be true. I'm looking for a pulse.
We know, though, that you can stop breathing and still have a pulse for a while. We know the opposite.
We'll discuss all these things. So Rashi is saying over here that the real definition of death, Pshuto, is that the heart stops beating. It's Pashim Shana Rashi. And even the second Mandama, who says you have to go all the way from the heart, all the way up and dig to get to his nose, that's only because he's afraid that you missed the pulse. Rashi's mefurish, no? Zimin and Chiyos Nigab Beliva Nigab Becholdo, but fundamentally it's the lave. This is Pashim Shana. This is Pashim Shana, boss. Rashi is Rashi. Hard to argue with Rashi.
How come Rashi didn't read it the way we read it?
Rashi was a Rabban Shal Yisroel. You're reading it. It's purely a matter of the breath per se, not as an indicator of a heartbeat. The truth is, I would have read it that way. You know why? They're quoting a pasuk. Why are you quoting a pasuk? Usually psukim are only quoted by halachas. It's a little difficult according to this Rashi Pshat of Rashi. What are you quoting a pasuk for? What is a pasuk? And what are you quoting where he's created from? Which should be all irrelevant. You have to say according to Rashi. It's an asmachta. The Torah is teaching you that the fact you have to in fact measure life by the nose, because that's the closest and most reliable way, pre-modern instruments, to determine whether he's alive or dead, and that's to find ultimately whether it's a heartbeat or no heartbeat, pulse or no pulse. That's what the Rashi. Rabosai, we had seen before a citation of a Gemara in Chulin, which is on the Maram Makomis. Is that correct? Is that the last Maram Makomis, Gemara in Chulin? Let's go there first, and then we'll turn to the. Let's take one step at a time. Chulin. Last Maramaka when the past. She Amana. They're talking about Malika. Kate said Molkin Chatas Ha'of. Those who paid careful attention to Sukkim that we have read recently in the Parashios, Yikra Tzav, right? You should know these things from paying attention. Who remembers these things? Keitz Ed Molkin Chatas Ha'of. Well, I guess I should open a Chumash, right? You have a Chumash here, it's here for a reason. Tomorrow I want to talk about Chumash. I also want to talk about something which I was asked to comment on in a recent student newspaper. But not today. Today's not Thursday. Tomorrow, I'll be there. Leave that tomorrow. Okay. So, Kain said, Molk and Chatas Ha'of. So, you have Psukim in Sefer Vayikra, which talk about this. Okay. Umolak es Rosho. This is Olas Ha'of. This is the very beginning of Parshat Vayikra. Umolak es Rosho. A concept of Malika. That's talking about Olas Ha'of. Okay? What does it mean? I read you what Rashi says in Chumash. We read it, you know, Parashat Vayikra, and we're holding between Tzav and Shmini. So this is now 11 days ago. Rashi says, Kotet Viparami Mulorov, Vachotech Mafrakto, Achemagia Lissimonim Vikotetzon. You start from the back, you get to the spine, and you go straight through. And you go to the simonim, which is the windpipe and the food pipe, and you sever them with your fingernail. Pretty sharp fingernail, huh? This is what's called Olas Ha'of in Vayikra Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tetzvah. That's where the first time that the Kata Malika is found. Fine? Go further. Perek Hey Pasuk Ches talking about Chatasov. Hikar Shalachas Rishona. Umolak es rosho mi mul orpo velo yavdil. Perakei Pasuk Ches. Velo yavdil. Eino molek elasimen echad. Where does it say so? Chulin chof aleph amen aleph. What have we on in the Gemara? Guess what? Chulin chof aleph amen aleph. Kate and molek chadas of. Chotech shedra mafrekas below rov boso at shabiyah leveshet olakona. Higil leveshetona. Chotech simen echad. Aruba rov bosimo. Uba ola. Shnayim arov shnayim. Pesukim al chumash. Pesukim al chumash. Omer Abiyuda Mashmuel Nishbro Mafrekes. We saw this Dravron V'rov Bosarimo. The spine and the majority of the flesh surrounding that area of the neck, Mitame Biola, he's dead. The man is dead. He's Mitame Biola. In Tomar Oser Maisa De Eli Mafrekes Beloro Bosahavoy. Presumably died even earlier stage. Zikna shiny, tichsiv, vahi kaskiru es haron elokim, vahi po malakis yachoranis, vadyar ashar, vatishov emafrakto, vayomos kizok eno ish, v'kovid etc. I think he was 98 years old. Is that correct? So the meila, he died apparently at an earlier stage. That's Pashu Pshat the Gemara. Omer Shmuel Barachmeni, Omer Yochanan, kuro kidag, nebuch. The man is ripped apart like a fish. Metame biyoa. Om Rav Shmuel Beitzel and Bigaba from the back. Om Rav Shmuel I saw Gistra and Avela. Come to that in a little bit. Nitla Yerech Bechalal Shala Nevela. Fine. Tananos. Now we quote our really our last ones for today, which we're going to have to discuss this source in depth. It's the Mishnah in Olos Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, but it's quoted in Chulin Chof Aleph Amidah. Hutsu Rashayan. Oh, this is what we saw before. Avabisha Mefarkas in Tumayan. Kiznava Latosha Mefarkeses. An animal was decapitated and it's still jumping around. That's called Pirchus. It's called a spasmodic motion. It's not what we call something which is integrated. A spasm. Doesn't indicate life at all. My hutsu. Omer Shlaka Shama Hutsu Mamish. Decapitated. Ravasi Omar. Om Ravani. Kavdolas Olas Oof. No, there's still a connection between the top and the bottom, but the two simonim were severed. That's a whole machlekas over here, Bosa. Adkan Sugis Agama. Let's see Rashi. Yim Toma Ha'eli Mafrekas Beloro Basavi V'Kor LeMeis V'Tishar V'Pagal B'Meis, because he was older. Other examples, persons ripped in half, etc. Tumeim, they chopped off the head. Kema so Gistra. What does Gistra mean? Shechotcha L'Rochba B'Tzavara Kulo B'Shev R'Ad Chalol Kodol Achol T'Shan Kori Gistra. Ava bish lohudlu legare, kid mefarash yozil, renke mesin, kiz navat lom, shem mefarcheses, kloma. Ava bish mefarcheses, ain't a chius, shem is naval to chotech also legare. You cut off a tail, severed from the body, and it keeps on jumping around. That doesn't indicate life at all. This is some spasmodic movement, nothing. Okay? Suga sagamar, fine. Ad kan Gemara Rashi. So now, Rabosai, I'd like to first give you a sort of a general introduction to the brain death controversy. General introduction. And tomorrow we'll start going into it, the Iyun. And I'd like you to see certain sources, both in Hebrew and English. A lot of it has been written on it. I tell you, Dr. David Shapta has a whole book on it. called Defining the Moment. It's available downstairs in the back of the First World Base Medrash. It's a beautiful summary in English of everything. It's a masterpiece. But let's first go back to basics. There's a little history. Before they had ventilators, the stopping of the breathing and the stopping of the heart always came more or less simultaneously. I didn't say exactly the same second, but you couldn't live, you couldn't breathe without a heartbeat, and you couldn't have a heartbeat without breathing. They go in together. It's only since ventilators began to be used that a person could have a lack of spontaneous breathing. Can't breathe on its own, but the heart can pump on its own. Rabbi said, I'm not saying no breathing. If you're not breathing, the heart's not going to help you. The heart, Rabbi said, and the lungs work together. What do they do? What does breathing do? Well, you learn high school biology. When you breathe, you're breathing in oxygen and breathing out what? Carbon dioxide. You must have learned this in high school. Everyone knows that. Right? Okay. But the question that becomes, what does that do for you? When you breathe in oxygen, that oxygen oxygenates your blood and makes your blood system viable. If there's no oxygen in the blood, the heart's going to stop. Which is exactly what happens. The guy stops breathing. No oxygen in the blood, then the heart stops. Shine. That is the, I think that's still the more common Seder Advarim. First the person stops to breathe, and then there's no oxygen in the blood, and very shortly after the heart stops. Generally. There could be faket, there could be cardiac arrest, and the heart stops, and there's still some breathing there for a very short time. And then the person stops breathing as well, because if the heart stops, the whole system breaks down. You can't breathe anymore. Now I have a funny case where you can have someone who's breathing through a ventilator and the heart's pumping as it did for the last 50 years. No change at all in the heart. It's a perfectly natural heartbeat achieving the same exact result of oxygenating the blood and providing blood to all the extremities of the body that comes from the heart pumping it. Like yesterday, no difference. But the whole breathing has been taken over by a machine because a man can't breathe on his own. What halachic status does he have? On the simplest of all levels, you can define him as dead or alive depending on various considerations. So when brain death was first established, I think in the late 50s, someone came up with that concept, and in 1968, I believe it was, there was a group that met in Harvard University and established what's known as the Harvard criteria, which were then put into law, I think, in every state in the United States of America. If you're brain dead by the Harvard criteria, you can be labeled as dead, even though your heart is beating. And they did it for the two separate reasons why this was done. One, to enable you to stop treatment, withdraw treatment without any compunctions. It's dead already. Number two, it's what gets very, very emotional even to this day. At that point in time, the same year, 1968, at the Harvard University announced its criteria, I believe it was the same year, if I'm not mistaken, that we saw the first heart transplant. If I'm not mistaken, it's the same year. Again, you have to check it out in the history books. It was a pretty tumultuous year, 1968, for those who were around to remember it. There was a lot of things going on in this country. Whoa. Also a presidential election year, but it was rioting in the streets, it was demonstrations, it was quite a year. Those who remember it. I was just in the throes of the of it, because I graduated from this worthy college. It was quite a year. But aside from all the political turmoil, there was medical turmoil. Harvard, I believe they both happened the same year. The Harvard criteria were established, and I believe the first heart transplant took place. The original tshuvas were written about it by Diane Weiss and Rav Moshe Feinstein, the two first Meshivim. Both said that a heart transplant is a double murder. You're murdering the donor, and you're murdering the recipient. you're taking a beating heart out of a person, or just before beating out of a person, that's murder. You put it into the recipient, he's going to die anyway, that's also murder. Double murder. So Moshe writes in his first shuvah, it's a double murder. Print the shuvah, double murder. Funny shuvah. But Moshe writes in the shuvah, I don't want to get involved, I don't want to talk to you about it. It's just a double murder. I don't want to discuss it. And then he has five pages left. That's a little strange, no? In fact, I'm not sure. I just want to show the introduction. They gave me the children, just the introduction to the children. If I have the right one, I remember all the names of the numbers of the children. Children by heart.
How is there a recipient murder?
Because he was alive, and he's going to die. The minute you give him this heart, he's going to die. Because in those days, they weren't successful. They didn't know how to do it. Here it is. Let's just read the tshuva. Hashtalas Aleif. It's written in 1968. Lo and behold, Tavshil Chav Ches. To Rabbi Weiss from Manchester, who later on became Rabbi Weiss from Yerushalayim. Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak. Hashel of Hashtalas Aleif, v'chol ha-me'ish, achar she'ezchil ha-rof, v'achol ha-lasozeh, eini rosa l'harach b'rayas v'sforz b'pula. Ken yomeh she'chol ha-mos l'fal p'il l'hov y'rayas v'kigorea. Shemash v'shitzorach ha-zerayas, should lo poshut kol kach yavo le hakol lo mash ikal le mifrach vav shu devet hevel maklish dek far for yom ki rabonim chalukim bze ken shach lo hakol chas v'shalom ken yom b'tshuva la halacha la ma'isa da v'bor mitchukam lo shayach klal lo adel v'hal bze why ki shtilas alei she yizchilu la ro from lasas b'zman achon hu etzichas shtei nefashitz mamish double murder shahogam yodayim es misha lachu imenu alei ki adayin hu chai Baruch HaPitora, Shnim Shlom V'chashim Es Misa, Av V'arofim, Shesh Mem Shemegid Nehem Es Omer Shaday Nuchai, Av Mitzad Rish Usam, they're wicked, and Choshim L'chiyu Zeh, Shalom Shurak Chai Yishav Chai Yomim, V'gam Horgim Yodayim, M'chai Yomam Eshel Habir, Shonim, U'lefamim Af Astros B'shonim Es Achole, V'machas Alev, the recipient, Ki Yadua Shehabe, Machole Lev, Marichim Habir Yomim, Shonim, ובזה שדות למימנו ליבו ומשתין בו עליהם של איש אחר הכולו מייסו בזמן קוצר רובה במזמן של שעות most of them died in hours 1960 it's true וקצוס מייסו ביום המורות a few days ואח או אחד שבאפריקה was it Christian Bonner? That's not the name? Oh, a different person שעדיין אף שעובר עולב שיש החדוש נמוכאי כבר הסכים לפי מה ששמעתי שיש לו לחיות ופלא על אף על המלכיוס שבכל המדינה שמניחים לרוב מהרשורים לרצוח שתי נפושס בכל פעם ביחד שרירון כבר שאף אחד מהנו חי מזה היו להם לדו שעושם כרוסטן גמורים should put them in a penitentiary death row should capital punishment אף שסכימו החולם הרי הוא בטוס מצד הסוס לרוב מהרשורים גם בלו זה אין הסכמוסם כלום אין עוד מהשור להרגס אף עשה עצמו זהו התשובה שיש לפרס ובלושן זה לא פוחס לא יוסה בידין לזה that's what you publicize now we'll have a pilpul he has 20 more pages which is that should be publicized
you but, were right it was Christian Barnard in
South Africa right okay. We're out of time we've got a nice introduction tomorrow we go into the sugya we'll also try to talk about the United States of America